5, 4, 3, 2.
Hey, Beverly Hills 90210 fans. Stop what you're doing right now, because it's time to dive deep into 90 News. All the latest news and rumors coming out of your favorite zip code. With your hosts, Pete Ferrero and Melanie Rose. Oh my God, I can't believe what I just heard.
Okay, well, it's a Saturday edition of 90 News. Going through a lot of different things, and this was the best day for us. Melanie, it is so awesome to see you again. How is everything in your world?
Things are good. It's been a little bit of a hectic week on my end, but all in all, things are good. I'm happy to be here, and let's dig into the news.
It's always good to see you, yes.
Thank you.
All right, so what do we have news-wise? Do we want to bring on our first panelist?
Let's do it. Bring him on.
Yes.
There he is.
Before you lose me, because we're starting to head out of Palm Springs, I am roving today. This is absolutely Larry Damo, roving reporter. I'm going to quickly go here. We had an amazing week because we did the Pluto TV tweet along. We did 5 hours live tweeting. We did the episodes of Baby Makes Five, Labors of Love. We did Gotta Have Heart, Little Fish, and Goodbye Beverly Hills. And I think I did 200 tweets in 5 hours. Pluto was very happy with the thing. I had a couple of tweets which I kind of looked at again. They were pretty good. I had Valerie is not happy unless you're unhappy. which was pretty good. And I said, when someone says in a show, we're moving to Hong Kong, that means in Hollywood, your contract was not picked up.
That was a good one. I like that.
I also did say, if it says in the script, you're going to Yale, it means you will occasionally come back to the show. That was about it, but it was great fun. And I don't know. I mean, I like those things. There are a lot of people engaging with us, and it was an all-around good time. I'm going to say what's coming up really quickly because I might lose you. But on March 3rd, we are going to be honoring our Luke Perry with the Dreams of Dylan McKay episode. There's going to be some special guests. You're not going to want to miss this. You're going to want to see it live March 3rd, Dreams of Dylan McKay, and it's going to be fantastic.
Yay.
Yeah, it will be a blast. All right, man. Well, have fun in Palm Springs.
Thank you so much.
If you see Ray Pruitt, you know, make sure you didn't throw anybody down the stairs or anything like
that. Oh, my God. I'm going to go revisit where Ray threw her down the stairs. A good idea. Excellent idea. You know, it's just been great fun. It's good to see everyone's smiling faces. I'm sorry I missed the Chuck live on the news, but I did see him earlier. And we're going to be heading back. And that's it for me. All the news that's fit and lit.
Bye, Larry.
Bye, Larry. Oh, Larry Mullen moving fast and furious this week, right?
I know. It looks beautiful out there today, too.
It does. All right, before we bring on the next guest, let's play this.
So, stop what you're doing right now and listen to this. On February 24th, we'll be joined by someone that's made us laugh. Wait. That made us cry.
Get away from me,
Donna.
Please.
That we really wanted to see graduate. That's right, Charles.
We're having a meeting.
Larry.
Get out of here.
Pete.
I really am a Claire.
And Jessica Klein. We'll cover all things Donna Martin with...
Hey, this is Donna. Donna Martin.
Can you believe Tori Spelling will be in the house? And she'll be with us live on Wednesday night, February 24th at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 8:30 p.m. Eastern at Beverly Hills, 90210show.com. Say it with me. Donna Martin graduates.
We love Donna. And we're not going to see her hurt.
Yes. Now,
that's going to be a lot of fun. Tori Spelling this Wednesday. She's just so great on the series. She is, in a lot of ways, the series, right? Speaking of somebody else that is the series or was for a very long time, let's bring on our buddy Charles Rosen.
Hi, Charles.
Hi. Yeah, every time I hear Donna Martin graduates, I think Donna Martin,
Yep, we all know. We all know
what those rascal kids were saying in the
that's right.
group. But yeah, it should be great. And are we going to also touch on everybody's talking about it?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
All right. Well, then Karen will join us too, right?
Absolutely, sure, for sure. Yeah.
Not in the promo. She'll be there.
Yes. I was wondering if she was going to join us. I'm happy that she will.
Absolutely.
Karen's with us. This will be a lot of fun. We're going to talk about that. Everybody's talking about it. A little Donna Martin graduates. We'll move into some of the later seasons too.
Excellent.
And Ray and all that stuff. So it's going to be a blast. You know, she should be excited. Okay.
Look forward to it.
And then speaking of, you know, the 90210 MG gals, we had the other tag partner on with us this past week. Jenny Garth spent some time with us talking about Kelly and Dylan. Feedback's been pretty great from that interview, man. You know, just very powerful. She was very in touch with herself and very raw and honest. And so it's been really nice. What was it like revisiting that with her, Charles?
Well, it was really, you know, seeing how comfortable Jenny was around all of us old writers and producers was very, you know, gratifying in that way. You know, she was fabulous. But, you know, I think maybe we always brought the best out of her, at least her alter ego, Kelly Taylor. And it was very moving. I think I would almost cheapen it going into too much detail, but you see that how important 90210 was to Jenny. You see how important Luke was to her. And you see that, you know, as life happens and traumatic things happen and whatever, you also see her battling to reconnect with her memory.
Yeah.
And we all wish her the best in that. Love her and wish I could reach out right now and just give her a big hug.
I think that's how we all felt that day, last week.
Yes.
You know, just such a sweet person, and she's just such good, such a genuine heart, and she just,
well, she just, even as sweet, you know, Jenny was very opinionated. Jenny had period about it, but she's a real person.
Yes,
and mm-hmm. She has a wicked sense of self-deprecating humor, which is not something I remembered quite as much during our time when she was a younger girl. But now, as she's grown into an adult, she is. A lot. I really enjoy her company and hearing her talk about herself or other matters. So,
and Us Weekly covered it too, which was really nice. Yeah. You know, they did a nice article on Jenny jokingly talking about some of her divorces and, you know, how her character ended up with Dylan. So it was nice to see the podcast mentioned in Us Weekly this week. And thanks to Us Weekly for doing that.
Thank you, Sarah. She's a good friend of the show and all that. All right. So what else did you have? You had a bunch of things. Not only did the Jenny Garth thing happen this week, but you had a couple of other things. You guys built upon the conversation that we all had with Planet 90210, and you revisited Israel. You went back to Israel.
Shalom, baby. Yeah, we were there. You know, Inbar, who was the head of their Facebook groups and who was instrumental in getting a group of super fans to come on our Planet Hollywood Day. Wonderful show. Still thinking about it. Well, they wanted to have their own little private section, and they know that Larry Mullen's a soft touch, so they went after him. He said yes. And if Larry's going to do it, what choice do I have? Right?
No, right.
Not really.
Right.
I really like these people, and they mean a lot. And we had a wonderful hour conversation where Inbar would read questions, and we'd answer them and interact with the people there. Some who were too shy. Some who had chat were a little challenged with the English language, but sure. Nonetheless, it was really a wonderful gathering. And we encourage other groups of people who from Planet 90210 who'd want to come out, have a special session with Larry and myself. You know where to find us. It's in 90210. The Beverly Hills 90210, the show. So
that's it.
Yes, I bet the Italians would like to take you up on that. I bet we'll be getting some Italian inquiries.
Yes, but we're going to need a lot of translator on that one.
Very cool. Yes. And then you did something else. What was the other thing, Melanie, that you mentioned?
Insight Canada, Charles. Why don't you tell us about that?
Insight Canada. Well, that was a very interesting conversation. They what had happened is there's a Canadian production documentary company called Insight Productions, and they interviewed Jason Priestley because they have been contracted by Vice Television to do a 10-part series on pop culture of the 90s, all different elements of it. And I don't know if they did one for the 80s, 70s, but at least they did with the 90s. And so Jason asked them to get in touch with me and Gabrielle. So Gabrielle did hers Thursday, her interview. Mm-hmm. And my interview was Friday. And I've been interviewed for other, you know, shows and documentaries by some American companies, Real Z and a few others. Nothing like this, guys. This was really top rate. They They went in because of COVID. They went in. We had it on. Sometime we'll see it when we all get together. We'll maybe do some live stuff from up there. We have a really nice deck, roof deck. And we went up on the roof deck, and they came into our house masked and set up there. And then I was interviewed by a very nice woman from Canada, fan of the show, who had actually lived here in L.A. And she interviewed me, and I was looking into a camera. They set up two cameras, so they had a cutaway. Big time, Pete, a cutaway.
Yeah, I love a cutaway.
And, you know, you could see the nice view in the background in the California sky. And we did it in early nines, you know, about nine. Well, no, we actually went on about 10:30, I guess it was. They came early to the house to start to set up. But fortunately, it was a day, unlike today at the beach, it's very, very windy, but it was really beautiful. And we spoke for about 45 minutes. And interestingly enough, the production manager who put this all together and dealing with me was named Sarah, and she worked on the pilot of Beverly Hills 90210 because she was an employee of propaganda.
Wow.
Wow. Full circle.
So here's something for those of you, particularly at the Patreon, because I'm not sure, Pete, have you ever released that conversations we've had with some of the, with Daniel Gelber? Have you ever released those around the Patreon? So you got to see this with the Patreon. But Danielle always talks about this story about with Darren Star, about being there and they're collating pages. And Darren says, I'm doing this now, but I'm having a dinner party at my house right now as I'm doing this. There was a third person in the room, and that was Sarah. She told me the same exact story.
Wow.
And so sometime maybe we can cajole her to talk about that pilot. And she talks about that there were two different universes going on. There was the spelling universe, and there was the propaganda universe. And this is, if you remember, I asked Darren about that. And no, it was only Darren. I think it was a little more attention there. And so maybe we'll get her come behind the Patreon talk to us about it one of these days.
Yeah, that would be great, man. Yeah.
But it was very, you know, kind of moving. And it was one of those things, fortunately for me, you know, some days you get up and you kind of forget how to work the English language. And you try to speak in complete sentences, but they don't really come out. At the end of it, they were being very praiseful of me and said I had just taught them a masterclass.
Nice.
Wow. Because they were asking me things about network television in the 90s and this. Mm-hmm. And I had, you know, and made it pretty clear when I'm speaking about our friends at Fox, that Fox was a network whenever they were giving you script notes. Whenever you needed money from them, they were a broadcast service. So I didn't want them to be lumped in as the fourth network in that. But right. It was a really interesting and good conversation. And I don't know when it's going to air, but it was 90210 related. So we'll keep tabs on that. And when it's on Vice, we'll let you know. And we'll see if I humiliated myself.
You probably.
Oh, you nailed it, I'm sure, yeah. Charles.
It was a good time.
Well, we'll look forward to that. Vice has got a lot of great content. And so.
And this was the great part about it. You know, as I say, we were up on the roof and we have a 360 view. And the way that they were filming me or shooting me, I had to finally tell them at the end, guys, I'm looking out my over my deck and I can see Vice headquarters. Because Vice headquarters is on Venice Boulevard right near Abbot Kinney, and that's what my view looks over. So it was kind of odd that I'm getting interviewed and the people who are cutting it are like down the block.
Right. You know? Wow.
Getting some B-roll of that view, maybe?
They did some B-roll. They did. Oh, and they also, this I'm going to ask them to share, perhaps. They did B-roll with me down here in the basement. What you see here when you see me is some of my, besides this awful blank wall, because we found one to put up, but that was really inspired by Larry Mullen, but we decided we were going to take this down for Vice, so we didn't want to put that one up there. But it was really great. And, you know, because all you see, of course, is the Dodger stuff, but all around me is 90210 material. So they took some shots of that and this, and maybe they'll share it. And someday we'll turn this around and do a
Oh, that'd be cool.
Look at my little museum that I have here.
Awesome. Yeah, yes. That sounds great, man. Well, it sounds like you had a lot of fun and a very busy week. So,
thank you. Yeah. Great to see you guys always. And yes. It's Wednesday, but it's 6:30, right?
Or no, it's 5:30 and 8:30 on the East Coast. Yeah. So we're
5:30. Oh, you did some good negotiation.
We made that work around. Yes, all right. 5:30 is when. As of and this then, moment, and, that's the plan. Yeah.
And then we'll have an after party with our friends if they show up. Yes. Show up. We'll tell you what we couldn't say on the real one.
That's right. All right. See you, man. See you this week.
All right. Bye, Charles. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. That's great. Always good catching up with Charles. He's got a lot going on. And, you know, yes. I just wanted to say also in terms of the Jenny podcast this past week, like, I know I've gotten some inquiries about like a Brenda one. And look, guys, everybody's passionate about the couples that you support. You know, I am a Claire, right?
I'm a Dylan.
So it's just important to note that, of course, we'd love to do a Brenda Dylan episode, but, you know, we'd love to have Shannon do that with us. So, making that happen sometimes is not as easy as you'd like it to be. So we'll see one day maybe. But we've covered a lot of episodes in the archives, you know, of Misery Loves Company. And there's just been a whole bunch of them. So you just have to go back and dig into that. But anyway, I just wanted to say that. Okay, what do we have? Like, we're on it, guys. We're going to do those as time
goes. Totally on it. Best we can be. Yes.
I think, I don't know where you were going to go first, but I think this has got to be first.
Yes, the boys getting together for lunch. They lunched together in the Valley this week. That's Jason and Ian and Brian, of course. And that was actually the day of the Masked Dancer finale. And it's so nice to seeing them support each other. You know, I noticed that Shannon and Jason had also both posted the Masked Dancer image on their Instagram. So it's so nice to see them all, you know, supporting each other. That's so great. And they gave each other a nice big hug at the end. It was all over social media. I love seeing them together. That was really nice.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the friendship is, you know, obviously survived all these years, and it's really good to see. And I think we were all out supporting Brian's finale. It was great to see him on television again. And he seems so happy. I mean, listen, I don't know him. I don't know him, I know him a little bit. And, you know, just to see from when we first started talking to him on the podcast, and now there's this growth of like just so much happiness, and it's so nice to see.
And you went live with him this week, right? You guys were live on Instagram, and it was awesome. There's a picture of it. Yes. Yeah. Oh, look at those smiles. You guys are so cute. Oh my God. You're total bros. I love it.
I love it.
Love it.
Yeah. He clearly makes me laugh. We have a good time chatting with each other, and I hit him up and I was like, let's plug the Masked Dancer, you know, or whatever. And he's like, yeah, let's just hang out and chat. So that's how that all came to be. And he's just a super sweet guy. I love seeing all the things that are going on in his world, especially I think he's got a vegetable garden now that he's working on. So that's his latest project.
Yes. Yeah. He's working on framing it. I pulled that picture for the social media sweep, so we can maybe show that later or now if you have it.
God, I don't have it.
It's really not a big deal. Everyone knows he's on Instagram. Go check it out. He posted some photos about his vegetable garden.
Exciting. All right. Yes. What do we have next?
Well, why don't we play the Masked Dancer finale while we're on the topic?
Unmask our first ever Masked Dancer champion.
I'm so excited right now.
Audience, say it with me.
Take it off.
Take it off.
Sing it out. Sing it out.
Take it off.
Sing it out.
Wow.
Yep. Gabby Douglas.
Very cool.
Olympic gold medal winning gymnast, Gabby Douglas.
Yep. She's clearly got the moves. I mean, the gymnastics paid off and it was a perfect translation into the Masked Dancer, and she won. And, you know, props to Brian. He did really great throughout the season in guessing some of these people. Paula as well. Paula totally nailed a lot of them. And I think we're all looking forward to a season two.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we talked about that on the live chat, just about a couple of the references, you know, Brian McKnight and Oscar De La Hoya. Like, so we had some fun just, you know, revisiting. He still didn't realize that when I was talking to him that Brian McKnight was actually on
the show. And on the soundtrack.
Yeah, he didn't realize that until I just said Noah, and he was with. Yeah, I had to give him the insight.
Yes.
So then, speaking of the successes on television this week, there was another big success.
A big one, yes.
What is this? All right. I thought it was going to be her winning. She won like $168,000.
She won $168,000. I looked and could not find a clip. I found a little graphic on Wheels page, could not find an actual clip, but I was watching it and I wish I had actually just recorded it myself. But totally she cool. nailed it. Again, she won $168,000. She was playing against Patton Oswalt and Karamo from Queer Eye. And God, she was so good. She got the first one right off the bat. I was so impressed with her wheel skills. I mean, what a great week. She was on our podcast and then she was on Wheel of Fortune. So, gosh,
I was going to say, she's had such a busy week, you know, the emotional roller coaster that is our podcast. And then, of course, you know, being on Wheel. I mean, Wheel obviously taped before that. So I don't want to.
Yes. Totally. Lead
anybody to think that.
It was live. It was not live.
Next day. Yeah. But yeah. I just love seeing her doing things like that. It was cool. So did you watch you watched the full episode? Was she like just nailing the question and answers?
I did. She, you know, she got a lot of them right. She nailed the final one. The final word was apple dumpling and she got that. And there was a little comic moment. She was kind of like clicking the little thing that they used to spin the wheel. Like it was a Jeopardy thing to ring in for. And it was just so cute. You know, she's so endearing. And Pat Sajak made it a point to say how, you know, she grew up in front of America and the 10-year run of Beverly Hills 90210. And it was great. She's just a natural and she had a good time. So,
yes. All right. You know what else happened this week? Well, first, there's this.
Okay. Do you know we have even more new shirts and merchandise at Beverly Hills 90210showshop.com? For instance, watch our Planet 90210 show with some sick Planet 90210 merch. Or want to celebrate at the Peach Pit? Check out this new shirt with a photo from Jill Henkel's collection. Or, oh my God, I know Claire Arnold fans are going to love this one. A little sex, rock, and really decent literature. Plus, for all you Larry Mullen fans, that's right, a Get Outta Here shirt. And don't forget about our classic designs. We keep loading it up with more items each week, so head over to Beverly Hills 90210showshop.com for all your 90210 stuff.
I got my shirt on today. Classic.
Yeah, I'm actually wearing the college years shirt today.
I need to order that one. I have the high school one, but I need to complete the collection. I think I said that last week too, but you know.
We're gonna do a three too. There'll be a trilogy to that.
Oh, I love trilogies.
So here's the one that we just released, the Beverly Beat, you know, the newspaper from the later seasons. If you want to have a Beverly Beat t-shirt, it is now available. Thank you, Jill Henkel's husband, for giving me an actual copy of the Beverly Beat, the Thanksgiving episode. How you were able to make that t-shirt, though.
He said, love it. You know,
do whatever you want with it. So there you go.
One of the challenges I had in the Valentine's hunt was recreating a cover of the Beverly Beat. And we didn't pull those pictures for today, but in the future, we'll share some of those and I'll put them on the hunt social media page as well. Very artistic submissions.
Patreon.com/Beverly Hills 90210 show. Gretchen and Aaron are going to be with us. Will be with me today at some point. We're going to upload that and we're going to talk about how that relationship with Kelly and Dylan would have continued and what they thought of the writing for that couple in the last two seasons. So I'm excited for that. So you had a hunt this week.
I did. It wrapped up last Monday. And because I've had kind of a crazy week, I haven't been all over the social media like I normally am. But I did announce the prize winners. Congratulations to Sirion, Caitlin, who won. Maggie came in second. And then I listed the whole roster of winners at the 90210 Hunts account. But I did want to share. And also, Hunters, I'm going to be emailing you all to coordinate prizes. So don't worry. I'm here. You're going to get all your prizes. And thank you all for participating. But I did want to share a couple of my favorite videos. One of them was very well received on social media. Let's play Maggie's reenactment of David and Donna's wedding.
I can't picture a time when I wasn't in love with you.
I
I thank God every day that you were brought into my life.
She had a couple of really good videos. We played one last week with her favorite couple, Bob and Trudy. That was really cute. Everybody submitted some really great videos, which we'll be sharing more of here and on social media. But one of my favorite things is I had made a task to do something warm, red, and close to your heart as a nod to Dylan donating blood and Brenda donating blood together on Valentine's Day. And we covered that topic on the podcast, discussing about how it was an initiative by the Red Cross and Elizabeth Dole, and how it actually resulted in people going out and donating blood. So I wanted to do something like that. I didn't ask people to donate blood, but one of our hunters, Lynn, actually went out and donated blood to complete that task. And it warmed my heart. There were also some hunters that made donations to the Red Cross or other health organizations. So super appreciated. But we'll play Lynn's video really quick just as a thank you for her doing that.
Oh,
yes.
Really,
yes. So, you know, it just made me so happy that, you know, in a small, small way, we made a difference, and it loops back to that whole storyline and how it was a success. And it was nice to see the hunts, you know, contributing in a very small way. So thank you, hunters. I love you all.
I love you too, hunters.
Yes, hunters, my little hunters. That's what I call them. I love them.
All right. So don't forget, and I know we have some more things to cover. I just wanted to say this again. We've got, Donna Martin's episode coming with Tori Spelling this week. Okay, what else do we have? I have to pull more images.
Yes, actually, while you're pulling, we don't have an image for this one, but I'm a huge This Is Us fan. I watch every week. I usually cry. This week was no exception. Oh, we do have a picture. I guess I was ahead of myself there. So anyway, Jack and Rebecca went to the cabin this week without the kids, and Rebecca made a comment that, you know, she's not going to have to be around to hear about all of the 90210 chatter because they were in their 90s timeline and had a teenage daughter who obviously loved Beverly Hills 90210. So yeah, it's been mentioned on the show before, and it was just really cute to see, you know, see the mention on there because it is such a quintessential 1990s TV show and was an important part of pop culture. And of course, they incorporated that into their show. So always nice to see a mention there. And I love that show. Oh, and here we go. Cool. So this is, of course, Kathleen. She posted a Throwback Thursday photo with her and Robert Pattinson and some dude photobombing in the background. Don't know about that guy.
That would be me. Well, actually, it kind of looks like Michael Scott, but okay.
It does. I can see a little bit of Michael Scott there. So, you know, always fun to see, you know, celebrities posting pictures with other celebrities, and back in the day when everybody was actually together at events, and boy, do we miss those days.
I just think it's always nice to see Kathleen.
Yes, and that look with the glasses and the necklace, she always looks great. I like her hair blonde, the red lip. I mean, God, she's just crushing it as always.
That's everything right there. That's the whole look for me right there.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I mean, hey, Robert Pattinson's not so bad either.
I didn't see him.
Just to know.
I didn't identify him in the picture. All right. Okay. What else is this? We've got this.
Okay. So Tiffany posted this on her social media, and I just thought it was really cute. It's her and her daughter. And because I have that Graham the Love thing, I just thought it was a really cute picture to share. So adorable. Love,
Tiffany.
Love, 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 love.
Tiffany.
We love you, Tiff. Where are
you? You know, the show must go on. So let it go on without you. But we would love to have you join us. Please consider coming on here. Thank you.
Well, we'll talk about whatever you want. Plug whatever you want. Whatever you want, Tiffany. The podcast
you don't even have
is
to talk
your
about,
oyster.
We have to talk about 90210.
Right. I mean, no, let's talk about cooking.
We do have to talk
and,
about
and, yeah.
We do have to talk.
Yeah, we definitely do.
All right.
All right. What else you got? Oh, this was Lindsay, another cute Throwback Thursday Insta pic. And isn't she just looking fabulous? You can see she's had that amazing personality and fun vibe from such a young age. And she just looks so cute. I love
that. Her.
Yes.
Lindsay and I are working on something together.
I heard. That's exciting.
Yes. It's going to be very cool. And we've started putting some ideas together, and we've been messaging back and forth about it. And it's going to be very cool. Everyone's going to have a chance to be involved in it. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's not 90210 related. So we are working on something, and hopefully maybe in the next month or so, it will be revealed.
All right. Can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait either to get it going. All right. Now, what is this?
Oh, this is cute. So Jason posted a picture, and it turns out, you know, him and his wife were totally made for each other. They actually got each other the same Valentine's cards, unplanned, apparently. So same brain, super cute. Happy Valentine's Day to them. They make such a cute couple. And I love that they picked out the same card for each other. Adorable.
That's really sweet. Love Jason.
Yes. Yes.
We have so much fun doing this show every week, and the stuff that doesn't make it to the show is sometimes like it should be the show. You know what I mean? We cut a lot. We edit around this show a lot because we say stupid things and we do dumb things with each other. So,
yes, which are super funny, but maybe not always the most appropriate for like public consumption.
Yes. Okay. So what else do we have? That's all I have.
Yeah. You know, I think that's it. Gosh, we've had such a busy news week. Let me just double check my rundown. Check, 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 check. Yeah. We covered it all. Super busy week.
Listen, everybody. I want to always remind everybody to check out 9021 OMG on iHeart. They have got some really great stuff that they've been doing. A lot of good stuff. They did a live show this past week. It was amazing from all accounts.
Debbie Gibson was on it.
Right. And of course, I always want to remind everybody to go check out our buddy Shari Weiss's newsletter, teendramahorror.substack.com. She's always got some interesting things happening. Like she just had a trivia night.
Yes. Yes. I'm bummed out that I missed it. But, you know, we may actually end up doing a 90210 Hunt Teen Drama Horror collaboration trivia event, because the next hunt won't be until summer. So I thought that might be a fun way to offer another little event before the next hunt.
And then, of course, our buddy LarryMullen.com. Go show your love, buy a book. And, of course, the Beverly Hills 90210 showshop.com. Okay, Melanie, I think we've kind of covered all things 90210 this week. So usually you say something.
I do. First, I just want to say thank you to everybody for tuning in. Always great to see you too, Pete. And with that, 90210 out.